This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The recent happenings in our country have put the spotlight on jewellery as not only accessories that we wear, but also as a symbol of wealth. And while owning them makes us feel great in various ways, would making them with our hands make us feel better? That personal touch to the accessories that we wear is what Tribal Spirit Workshop would want to inculcate among the public, or at least its clients. One of the founders, Yap Li Lin, started her journey by opening a beaded jewellery shop in Wan Utama. After a while, she got bored of that, stopped the business and learned how to craft jewellery that is made of metal. The knowledge that she gained was valuable and she felt that she should share it with others. That's how Tribal Spirit Workshop came about. Currently, they provide classes and lessons on hand-stamped jewellery, silversmithing and also couple ring workshops. Here's Yap Li Lin recounting her journey producing beaded jewellery that started close to 20 years ago.
Okay, because I have doing it for 18 years, and I feel like a bit bored with all the technique that which I cannot go to more advanced technique. So I'm like, take a break and look for an experienced jewelry artist to learn from him. Then I'll start to learn all the new technique and all the knowledge of the jewelry making. After a couple of months period of time, I'm back to Malaysia. Then I was like thinking, like, when you learn something, I would like to like share with the people, because at this time a lot of Malaysian people, they don't like to handcraft their own pieces of arts. So I like bring back to Malaysia and just share with the people that you can do your own jewelry by your own design, something like you can create something what you want on your mind.
Is it difficult to find people who are actually interested in actually doing this?
Actually, it's quite difficult to find people are really interested, because most I have come across with some of the customer, they prefer to buy it because to make a jewelry is not an easy way. So it takes a lot of patience and time to make a piece of jewelry. So that's why it's a bit hard for us to find someone is more interested on this type of handcraft.
Yeah, and what about you personally? Because you went from dealing with beaded jewellery to something that is metal-based, right?
Yes.
So what made you decide to start experimenting with metal?
Because metal is very interesting. You can, like, a piece of scratch, a piece of metal, you can form it a shape of a very unique thing, and it's from the step by step, and you can see the whole process is a very interesting process to learn.
Is it as malleable as we think it is? Because based on what I've heard from others, metal can be quite flexible, right?
Yeah, if you know the technique, it's very flexible. So it's not that hard if you are really passionate to make a piece of thing.
How difficult is the process?
Actually, it's not that difficult. If you don't think it's difficult, then it's not difficult. It's very easy. You just concentrate that what you want. You have to be focused at what you want. Then you can make it the piece of art that you want, yeah.
Okay, so it may not be that difficult, yeah. But is it time-consuming though?
Yeah, it takes quite a long time. But before we are doing metal, we have to do, like, definitely we have a filler. We do and feel and do that. After those, like, time of practice, you will improve better and better.
Okay, so what are some of the jewellery that you actually produce at Tribal Spirit Workshop?
We are more concentrated on the personalised jewellery, which is quite popular now. And then we have also do like rings and some necklaces. We are more using on a different material, on copper and brass. Because in Malaysia now, it's not much people focus on this type of metal. Because copper and brass is not a precious metal. So I think in market, a lot of like fine jewelry, they're not going to use it because they can't sell it in a high price. Yeah.
And that's what makes it, I think, accessible for people who want to do their own jewelry, right?
Yes.
And isn't they also do silversmithing workshop, right?
Yes, right. I'm more focused on couple rings and silversmithing, like level one, level two. Yeah.
What about accessibility to silver? Is it something that is difficult to get here?
In Malaysia, it's quite difficult to source some tools and some material. like silver. Mm. It's not easy to source, and we still need to like import from overseas. Mm. Yeah.
There are a lot of different types of metal used in jewelry, such as copper, brass, and silver. Do these different metals require a different approach and care?
Actually, it's almost the same metal, just the difference of the heating point of the metal. Some temperatures need to higher and lower. Yeah.
Mm, but when it comes to trying to carve or trying to cut them, it's
the same way.
Same way. Yeah. Oh, so it's just a matter of heating them.
Yeah, it's the matter when the outcome is different. It's in a gold, some is in the gold color, in the brass, rose gold and silver color. Mm. That's the difference. But the way is the same to do it, yeah.
Now she walks us through the process of crafting a jewelry, in this instance, a pair of earrings from scratch.
You have a design in your mind, and then you need to draw out some of the design that you want. And after the drawing, then we can go for the, if let's say you have to choose what type of metal you want. If let's say you would like to have in silver, so we will have a silver plate. Then we need to trace from the drawing to the silver, and we need to saw the piece out. Then we start to do, if it's like 3D form, then we have to do some fogging, some knocking. If like a texture type, then we have to do some texture with the hammer. Mm. Later on, when we have to do filings and some polishing. For the finishing, we have a few type of range. We can use a matte finishing or mirror finishing. So it's two type of different type lah, when it's, the outcome is different.
Mm, yeah. Okay, so how long will that take?
Around like few hours. Once you got your design, you have confirmed your design. If like you don't have any design idea, then it take like one or few days to come up with the design. The making is fast, but the creativity takes some time to create a unique pieces. It depends on how complicated of the design is. If like for a simple one, it's like take a day. Yeah. Mm. If like a more complicated with some stone, and it's take a longer time.
Mm. Okay, so what are the traits one need to have in order to be a successful craft person?
So you need to be very precise with all the shape, all the thing. And then you must be very patient. And the most important, you must be very passionate in jewelry. So you will make a very perfect pieces.
Mm. So what's the appeal of actually producing or crafting your own jewelry?
You can create your own design that you want. It's very freedom for you to think like what you want to design. That is the thing that what I love to do.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk more about Tribal Spirit Workshop, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I understand that you provide a number of lessons. What craft workshops do you offer?
Now we currently offer like we have a very beginning level for metal stamping. And we have a jewelry making and more to advance in silversmithing. Another is a couple ring workshop.
Mm, okay, so how long does each workshop last?
For like couple rings, it lasts about 3 hours. Metal stamping about 1.5 hours. And jewelry making is lasts about 12 hours. That one we have a level 1 and level 2.
Okay, what's the difference between level 1 and level 2?
Level 1 is you will learn the very basic jewelry making. Like basic, that means it's like the first, you need to learn how to saw, how to false, how to do a piercing, and how to do a polishing. Then for the level 2, we will do more on the texturing, riveting, and some bezel setting stone. Yeah.
Mm. And do they have to actually sit at the workshop for 12 hours if you want to go through the jewelry making process?
Yeah, they have to sit for 12 hours, but we can divide by 3 sections. Like each section, we have like 3 hours or like 4 hours.
Okay, and what do you usually go over during the other 2 workshops, the metal stamping and the other one?
Metal stamping, they will do like 5 items for metal stamping. They will do like bracelet, necklace, cuff, some rings and some keychain. So we will provide all the material and tools. Then I will teach them how to stamp the words on the metal.
Mm, and it's not that challenging, right?
That one is not too challenging. It's for the beginning. They would like to experience some jewelry making so they can try on this or the couple ring also. The couple ring is they can make a piece of ring from the scratch. So I will teach the whole technique, how to form out a ring, until to the finishing process.
What inspired that particular workshop, couple rings?
Because I noticed that now it's a trend. A lot of couple, they need to do, like, on the free day, they're looking for some workshop, and there's a trend for a couple to work together to make their own ring. It's more, like, meaningful to each other.
To date, what was the most ambitious project you have seen or done for Tribal Spirit Workshop?
I think the success is my workshop. I mean, it's like how I set up for the workshop. After I have learned a lot of different techniques, and it seemed like people who inquire for my workshop and sign up for the workshop, yeah.
And you have been in the industry since 2002, right, if I'm not mistaken? Is that true?
Yes, right.
All right, yeah. So what have you seen and what have you observed throughout these years? And do you find that the industry is thriving here in Malaysia?
Now, I see a lot of like ready-made stuff in the market, and there's no handcrafted product. So I feel like a bit sad of this. That's why I come up with a workshop to share with people that we must do and work some pieces by those like handmade stuff. Yeah.
Does this mean that you have less competition out there?
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand that, if I'm not mistaken, in 2017, you also handcrafted a personalized cuff bangle for the Crown Princess of Pahang, right? So
yes,
tell me
yes,
a bit
right.
more about that.
Okay, actually, for this, it's one of my clients. He asked me to custom make a bangle for the Crown Princess. And because what I make, the material is using a copper. And this client, it reminds him during his teenage time, they love to wear copper accessory, like copper jewelries. And he found me and he asked me like to make a copper for the Crown Princess. And besides that, Crown Princess, they really appreciate handmade product. So that's why the client come and see me to make one of these.
Did you know how did she react to it?
Yeah, she did post at Instagram that she liked it so much, and she like shot some video on the bangles. Yeah.
Okay. Did she personally get in touch with you to thank you?
No, because it's made from one of my clients. It's a gift from him. But my client did mention about us.
Okay, then that's definitely a boost to the business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we did make another piece for the husband as well, yes.
And this was afterwards?
Yeah, afterwards, yes. After the princess loved it, and then the client made another piece for him.
Despite the unique nature of the business, it's actually quite difficult to convince clients to join and participate as it requires effort.
Yeah, it's not that easy in here. Yeah, because they always say it's quite a hard work, but I don't think so.
Okay, but the business seems to be still thriving, right?
Yeah, we are trying our best to recruit more people to join our workshop.
Yeah, what do you think would appeal to them? Say, for example, if you can convince them now that joining the workshop is fun and exciting, how would you do that? I mean, how would you convince them to join your workshops?
I will let them know, like, you can create a piece that you want, and then later on, that once you know all the technique, you can produce your own jewelry, you can sell online and make beautiful pieces for your friends as a gift. And it's a knowledge for you to keep on learning. Not only jewelry, like you can learn for like more different things.
Mm. Yeah. What about feedback that you receive from your customers or clients?
Depends, yeah. Some clients, some are really into it. They really will join the workshop. But some is like not really hands-on people. They like just like have to think about it. Yeah,
I see. And your sessions are also personalised, right? In the sense that it's a one-on-one session, right?
Yeah, yes.
As opposed to recruiting like 3 or 4 groups of students at one point?
Yeah, I do so because at the moment it's my full-time job. So if any person like walk in, I don't mind like doing one-to-one. If like it's a large group, then I will do like the large group for the classes.
Okay, and how do you deal with, say, for example, in things like this, sometimes in a big group, you'll always have somebody who is more competent and somebody who is less skilled, right?
Yes.
So how do you teach people of different skills or people of different level of skills?
I will, like, do more demo and show them. So to guide them how to use all the tools and how to start with the tools.
And say, for example, if they are a slow learner, will that be a problem?
It's not a problem. I will more concentrate on them to show more technique.
So who are your clients usually?
Mostly the range age is like 20 to 40, mostly.
Do you provide lessons for children as well?
Yeah, I provide a lesson for children only for beading, just a simple beading. Because jewelry making, you have to deal with some heavy tools. It's quite difficult to handle because it's quite dangerous. We have some metal, some sharp object. And we can, but must have above 11 years old. For 11 years old, we will like deal with them one-to-one.
Manipulating metal requires careful usage of tools that are heavy, sharp and dangerous. But don't worry, safety is a priority in Trouble Spirit Workshop.
I have to prepare all the safety tools like goggles, safety glass and some masks and leatherproof when they do a polishing, yes.
The process is very thorough and it's also very proper in that sense.
Yeah, right?
So it's not a casual workshop.
Yeah, and before they start, I will advise them have to tie their hair and then not to wear a long sleeve clothes because some we deal with some machines, yeah.
Okay, so for people who are interested to actually find out more about Tribal Spirit Workshop, where can they go to?
They can look for our Instagram, Tribal Spirit Workshop, or Facebook. And we also have a tribalspirit.blogspot.com. There's some information there.
All right. And if you don't mind sharing a bit, how much should they expect to pay if they want to participate or join a workshop?
For like a very basic one, it's like about 250. The range about 250 to 1,000 for those more advanced.
All right. Okay. And most importantly, they'll be able to bring home what they produce, right?
They are most important. They will bring home what they make. Some certain workshop they can bring home like few items, like rings, bangles, earrings, yeah.
And do you have anyone who, after trying out the workshop, they feel like they want to do more of this? They want to maybe be a full-time craftsperson?
I have a few students. After they learn from us, then they try to make their own pieces and sell online.
Okay, so say for example, if somebody wants to start their own jewelry workshop at home, do you think that it'll be a difficult process?
I think it's a difficult process. They still need all the procedure, like what type of tool they need to use, what type of technique, and they must learn. Because to make a jewelry making, we need a lot of tools. So you must understand which type of tool to make, what type of way. Yeah.
And you also have to invest in these tools,
right? Yeah, yes.
I'm sure it's quite an investment, right?
Yes.
That was Yap Li Lin, one of the founders of Tribal Spirit Workshop, a jewelry workshop that teaches its clients how to craft custom jewelry. To find out more, check out its website, tribalspiritworkshop.blogspot.com. That's all we have for this week's edition of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Sanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.